the words of Jesus never lose their meaning. They are always true in every time and generation. But Jesus preached and lived 2,000 years ago, where some of the details of life were quite different than they are today. We have two great examples of that in today's gospel. A lot of the Lord's disciples were fishermen. They made their living by fishing. And today, if you catch a fish, you don't have to eat it right away. You can eat right away, but maybe save the other fish in a freezer, either for the future days of your family or to sell and make some money. But in olden days, there were no refrigerators. There was no place to go right after you caught a fish, killed a chicken, took a lamb for Sabbath dinner. You had to eat it fast, or there was no way to keep it from getting rotten. And of course, they had winters then too. There were times they couldn't fish, or when they'd have to kill most of the animals in the fall because they couldn't feed them over the winter. And so salt was essential for life. It wasn't just a little thing like the popcorn tastes better. It made it possible to live. You could salt fish and keep it for a long, long time. You could put salted fish in barrels, and they could be sold, caught in Galilee, but sold in Rome. So salt was necessary for life. Another thing we take for granted is light. If we're in the dark, we flash on a light. If we're driving a car late at night, we've got headlights. It's not a crazy thing at all to be out in the dark. But 2,000 years ago, it was dangerous to be in the dark. You might only have a little tiny lamp with olive oil in it, a little wick, easy to blow out. Jesus spent a lot of his life in Nazareth, and that was kind of a hill town. There weren't paved streets there. Most people, once sundown came, stayed home. And even home was dangerous. And if you had a lamp that was lit, you didn't put it under a bushel basket. You put it on a lampstand so it could give light to the whole room. It was necessary for life that you have light. And people built their lives around that little flickering olive oil lamp. That's why Jesus tells all of us, all of you, if you lose your saltiness, you're not good for much. If you hide your lamp under a bushel basket, you might as well not have one. His disciples were to be the salt of the earth, that necessary ingredient that allowed people to live and nourished, and the light of the world, something that illuminates even the darkest corners like a magnificent city built on a hilltop. I'd like to think scouting plays a kind of role like that. You can be the salt of the earth by being givers and servers, people who help out, people who tell the truth. In a world that more and more seems to reject Jesus Christ, in your communities, you can be the salt that is guided by the words of the gospel and tries to live them. You can be good examples, like a blazing light, that if I get confused, if I get troubled, I look to you and I feel guided again. I feel encouraged about living the right way, about having the truth in my heart, not blindness and lies. Every time we come to Mass, we come to get a bit of our saltiness back and to have a light that never ends, not just lighting up the church, but the real light that lights up our hearts and our souls. And we know if we ask for it, Jesus will give it to us. He'll make us be that tang that makes food delicious, that preserves it. He'll help us to guide and help and protect people through the words and light of the gospel. So, don't lose your salt, and don't lose your light.